Okay, we are back. We're going to talk installation this morning. Mike Chmielecki is on the line with us, the editor of Floor Covering Installer. And Mike, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Dave. Always great talking with you.
Now, I wanted to ask you about the recent installation summit. We talked about the first one a year ago. We attended the second a couple of weeks ago in Orlando, and everybody's aware of the net shortage of installers and qualified installers. And we know that most part of this effort to recruit new blood of installers into this industry is not yielding significant results. From your vantage point as editor of Floor Covering Installer, do you have any idea as to the input at this installer summit, installation summit, and how big these problems actually are?
Well, I think, first of all, the problem isn't just installation. It's throughout all of construction, and it's not just the U.S. Apparently, it's across the globe. It's just there was a push in the last generation to get as many kids as possible into college and not in the trades for whatever reason. And now we're all feeling the brunt of that decision, and that's what's causing the problem. I don't know whether these meetings are really having a huge impact yet. I mean, this is only the second one. I will say that last year they put a lot of responsibility on their shoulders, and then this year it felt like they didn't have anything to report yet, so they just had some commercial contractors and workroom people and a couple others talk more from the commercial side on how they individually solved the installation crisis for themselves. Which, I mean, it's always good to hear best practices and case studies, but it's not going to solve the problem overall. So in some ways, I almost feel like they could have waited a year until they had something to report and then hold the installation summit then, as opposed to making it yearly, just for the sake of making it yearly.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting, and I thought the comments made by the ones that you mentioned, most of them were installation contractors. And basically, here's how I solved the problem. And in my heart of hearts, I think that long term, it's going to be up to every individual contractor and retailer to solve his own problem. If they're going to, you know, if it's going to solve, I don't think there's going to be a, you know, national program that's really going to be able to do that. Do you think so?
Yeah, I agree with you because we're. I mean, the thing with these types of shows is you're kind of preaching to the choir because you're getting people who are obviously already involved in the industry and care enough to want to come to these events. And, you know, probably 85-90% of the people out there have never even heard of the trade organizations that constitute this industry. They just go out there every day, do their job, go home, and they don't know that they're doing a bad job or a good job. They're just, you know, punching the clock 9 to 5, going home.
Do you or does anybody have any idea as to how many installers there are in the United States? I know it probably changes every day.
Yeah, I honestly don't know because, first of all, you have the people who are here that are paid above board and you can see their tax returns and whatnot. And then you have the ones that they just get people on a truck and send them to the place. You know, point them in the direction and say, you got some tools? Good. Just go over there and do what you're going to do. So I really have no idea how to even quantify that.
Well, I don't know that anybody ever has. I don't think so. But and I've not even heard numbers bandied around, to tell you the truth, whether, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. And it's the perfect opportunity to throw out a number because nobody can, you know, can really correct you with any, you know, sound basis.
Right. And then that's the other thing. Like, a lot of this, I mean, from the number of contractors and installers I've spoken with, I know it is a problem, but every single thing I've gotten has been anecdotal. And I mean, obviously, if you have enough anecdotal evidence, it points to something. But if you're really, as an industry, trying to solve this, you need some hard numbers, and none of that's forthcoming as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, at this point, I would say we're not probably any closer to a solution than we were a year ago at the first summit. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
that's not good, I guess, although I'm sure, and I talk to a lot of retailers, and I find that some, a minority, have solved this for themselves. They paid more, they put them on the payroll, they've done training. They see this as an important part of their business, and they're not waiting around for somebody to hand them a solution. They do it themselves. And I think long term, as we said earlier, that's pretty much the way this thing is going to be solved, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be like anything. The ones who rise to the top are the ones who come up with the solution, that aren't afraid to invest in their business and invest in their people. And the ones that are going to keep fretting and pulling out their hair are the ones who, whether they just don't want to pay it or they just don't have the resources because they're in a rural area or what have you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to sink to the bottom, unfortunately.
Well, I don't really think they have an option. It seems to me that with the advent of online sales and larger players doing a good job, the big box players are concentrating effort on installation, and so are the big independent retailers. I don't think people have a lot of choice for the most part. I mean, service, I think, is the future, and a major part of service is installation.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I remember last year from the summit that I wish they would try to maybe get a little more involved in is just kind of showing the floor installation industry as an honest trade, as a creative trade, as a beautiful trade when you get a project that really takes people's breath away. Right now, you're having trouble where I remember there was one person speaking at the event from the audience saying that they have trouble even getting flooring installation training taught at Votech locally. Like, for whatever reason, everyone's going into plumbing, everyone's going to electrician, everyone's doing carpentry, but flooring installation is like the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
And as long as that is the case, and as long as people don't see the value there, you're not going to have people storming down the doors to join, and you're also not going to have consumers realizing that you have to put money into it to get a value installation.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I had Tom Jennings on. This was immediately after the first summit in Dallas last year. And he had gone around the country talking to Votech organizations. And the bottom line was, if there's not a job at the end of training, Votech is not interested. You know, if the payoff at the end of attending the school is to be in business for yourself, Votech is not going to be interested, and that's the bottom line. And
yeah.
And I think that contractors, and I think several of the ones, I think Dave Garden was one of the contractors. He owns installation services out of Detroit, out of the Detroit area. And I think he has begun hiring most of them, and I think that he finds somebody that's a good installer. He wants them on a payroll. He pays them, and I think that's what candidates coming into this industry as installers want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree that they want to be treated as part of the team. And with that, they want to be paid as part of the team. They
exactly.
Don't want to just be kind of
exactly.
Shoved in the back room.
And I also think a career opportunity where they see advancement, where they have a retirement program, a 401k. I think, you know, what we're talking now is basically millennials coming in, and I think they feel very strongly about those things that I just mentioned. And that's what's offered in all the rest of these trades. And if you don't have those options, you're not going to do very, very well at trying to recruit new blood. And I think that's why we're seeing, you know, the lack of new blood coming into the installation business.
Yeah, and with that, we also need to find a charismatic millennial, people of this generation that want to be part of the industry, that can go out and kind of talk to other people about the industry. One thing I noticed when I was at the CFI convention is there was a young installer named Brooke Williams, and he was only 26 years old, but he had so much fire and passion for the industry already. He'd gone through the 5-week training program, and he was already employed, and he says, you know, most people my age don't even know about this. They don't know that you can go out there, do a good, honest day's work with your hands, create something artistic, and then come home and feel that pride. And so, like, he's talking to some of his friends, but that's the problem. We're all sitting here with gray in our hair, fretting about what's the generation want, and we don't have anyone of that generation kind of talking to people of that generation to get them interested. We just don't have the vocabulary.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And, you know, these other trades, whether it's, you know, air conditioning or welding or so on, I think that they seem to be, well, they're doing a whole lot better than floor covering is, and I think they're offering a lot of these things. Plus, you know, as you said, there's an artistic element to installing floor coverings, and I think a lot of people respond to that if they only knew there was such a thing as floor covering installation.
Yeah, exactly, and that's where I believe that the industry needs to put some of its marketing muscle, that they can do it for all these new products. Why can't they do it for the installation side, really push to consumers? Because, I mean, if it's the end user that's requesting a qualified installer or at least a professional installer, I mean, that's going to, no company is going to be like, oh, no, you don't want that. So if it's already in the consumer's belt, that would solve the problem right there.
You know, talking about retailers and contractors who have solved the problem for themselves, you know, who pay a little bit more, who hire these installers, I think they also, and I've talked to several who have worked with local Votex and other local schools to train. They can recruit and to train potential installers. You know, I think that it's possible to solve this on an individual basis locally. And I think if you can get warm bodies to want to take these classes, you know, they will do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy, I don't think, but I think it's very possible. Somebody, I had somebody on this program who was on the school board for the state of Georgia, and he told me that there's, you know, obviously there's a need for air traffic controllers in the Atlanta area. There is a school, a Votex school, that offers this. One school in the whole state, which is you know, somewhere in the vicinity of the airport, and they offered it because they had potential candidates, and I'm sure other Votex will respond if they can get, you know, if they think there's going to be people there to take the classes.
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's a case of an industry realizing they need to get in at the school level. And, you know, one of the things I noticed at this summit was last year there was like 3 or 4 mills there and manufacturers. And this year, really, it was Tarkett on the panel, and that was it. And I think that speaks, too, to kind of the frustration that people are feeling that installers and contractors are really trying to put the industry up a peg and really show people the value of it. But then the people who manufacture the product that's supposed to be installed, the ones who should have probably the most skin in the game to make sure that, you know, there's no claims coming in, they're kind of shrugging and turning away. They don't mind helping out with, donating products to show people how to install, but they don't want to take the step to use some of their marketing muscle to show consumers why installation is important.
Yeah, and I think you're right.
And why that is.
I think you're right. I will say, too, that Mannington, they went on the panel, but they were present, and I don't know if there were other, there may be another manufacturer there, but there wasn't a lot of them, and the majors were not there. But,
no.
You know, the other part of that is, to me, I've been in this industry 40 years, and most manufacturers, the majors anyway, have not done a whole lot to ever solve this, and I don't think they're going to change anytime soon. And I think that's just a reality.
Yeah, but I mean, The problem is that everyone wants to meet across the aisle, retailers and installers, but if you don't get manufacturers and other people in the entire chain involved, it is going to be a piecemeal solution where the people who are really good at business are going to figure out a business solution to stay in business, and the other ones are just going to not know what's going on and go under. And, you know, if the whole industry doesn't work together, it's never going to get
there. Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. However, I'm just cynical enough to think that the manufacturers that have not been involved, and there's many, most of them are a hard surface, mm-hmm. that's not going to change anytime soon. Getting back to this, to the summit, this will conclude a segment featuring Mike Chmielecki, the editor of Floor Carving Installer. We'll be talking more about the Installation Summit this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.